Hello from Beth Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 33, and as you just start off with a word of prayer. Mighty loving God, one, thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. May send on your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, to come and protect us, Father. For all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, we pray that may you heal them, extend your healing upon them. All who are distressed, all those who are mentally unwell, all those who are one way, Father, may you give them the hope and courage that you have something planned for them. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's wonder chapter, Job chapter 33. But now, Job, listen to my words. Pay attention to everything I say. I'm about to open my mouth. My words are on the tip of my tongue. My words come from an upright heart. My lips sincerely speak what I know. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Answer me then, if you can stand up and argue your case before me. I am the same as you in God's sight. I am too a piece of clay. No fear of me should alarm you, nor should my hand be heavy on you. But you have said in my hearing, I heard the very words, I am pure, I have done no wrong, I am clean and free from sin. Yet God has found fault with me. He considered me his enemy. He fastens my feet in shackles. He keeps me close watch on my path. But I tell you, in this you are not right, for God is greater than any mortal. Why do you complain to him that he responds to no one's words? For God does speak. Now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings, to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them up from pride, to persevere them, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword. Or someone may be chastened on a bed of pain with constant distress and bonds, so that their bodies find food repulsive and their souls loathe the choicest meal. Their flesh wastes away to nothing, and their bones, once hidden, now sticking out. They draw near to the pit and their life to the messengers of death. Yet if there's an angel at the side, a messenger, one out of a thousand, sent to tell him how to be upright, and he is gracious to that person and says to God, spare them from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom for them. Let their flesh be renewed like a child's. Let them be restored as the days of their youth. Then that person can pray to God and find favor with him. They will see God's face and shout for joy. He will restore them to full being. And they will go to others and say, I have sinned, I have perverted what is right, but I did not get what I deserved. God has delivered me from going down to the pit, and I shall live to enjoy the light of life. God does all these things to a person, twice, even thrice, to turn them back from the pit, that the light of life may shine on them. Pay attention, Job, and listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak up, for I want to vindicate you. But if not, then listen to me. Be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. And that is our wonder chapter for today. It's a relatively short wonder chapter. And the first message really comes to my head, comes from verse 3. My words come from an upright heart. My lips speak sincerely what I know. Amen. My words come from an upright heart. My lips sincerely speak what I know. This verse just triggered me in two ways. It just kept this question ringing in my head. How often are we sincere? How often do we speak what we know? Just the tongue is, I don't know. The tongue is a very interesting part. Amen. This tongue of ours can either make you sin or can lift you spiritually, can either drug you spiritually or can put you into problems, or it can lift you away from problems. What do you use your tongue for? Are you the person who is always causing commotion everywhere they go? Are you the person always spreading lies with their tongues everywhere they go? Or are you the person using your tongue to praise and worship God? Are you the person using your tongue to fight for the rights of others, for those who are oppressed, for those who cannot? What do you use your tongue for? Amen. What do you use your tongue for? What? And when you continue, when you go into verse 4, it says, the Spirit of God has made me, the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Amen. So many times we forget that we are ambassadors of God. He created us in His own likeness. He breathed life into us. And that's why we are alive, because we have part of Him into us. But ask yourself, do your actions depict that of an ambassador? Amen. When you sit down and ask, but people in heaven, when they look at me, am I a representation of what they stand for? Are my values aligned to that of heaven? Am I walking in the right direction? If Jesus were here today, would He second what I'm doing? Then from there you can start answering your own self. But so many times we forget that we are ambassadors. We want to put ourselves on top. We think we are the greatest, you know. But verse 12 tells us that, but I tell you, in this you are not right, for God is greater than any mortal. Amen. God is greater than any mortal. Some have even put yourselves above, try to put yourselves above God. You want to do things your way and you forget His way. Trust me, it will lead you nowhere. When you go to verse 14, for God does speak now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. No one perceives it. Why? Because we are so busy. We want to run things our own way. We want to do things the way we want. My brother, my sister, have you ever sat down and asked yourself what God is trying to tell you? How do you expect to listen to what God is saying if, one, you're not even giving Him time in your life? Amen. You are always too busy. You don't even want to pray to Him. How do you expect to build a relationship if the only time you want to come to Him is when you're faced with problems, and when you are right, you are nowhere to be seen? How? And last, when you go to verse 26, then that a person can pray to God and find favor with Him, they will see God's face and shout for joy. He will restore them to full health. He will restore them to full well-being. Full well-being, not partial restoration, not conditioned restoration, to full restoration. This is the message I had for you today. I want you to get some time and read Job chapter 33. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We'd really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have gone through in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in our times, and what I have failed to do. Father, may you please have mercy on us. May you protecting us. May you guiding us. May you showing us the right path in everything that we do. So that at the end of the day, Father, we come and rejoice with you. So that at the end of the day, Father, we stay with you and glorify you. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name. And that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.